This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now in the DJV experience, Doug Steffen here. The goodness and the graciousness of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all present here and accounted for as we move into more active conversation about what's going on in the world around us. So, Jennifer, what do you have for us?
Well, the story of a divorce. A marriage exploding, if you will. I don't know if you've heard this story, but it's out of Texas. And there's where things are just bigger. There's a woman, Kimberly Santelben Steitler, who just a few days ago, guys, held her breath as she squeezed the trigger of her scoped rifle. Now, apparently, when that big orange explosion lit up her face Saturday night, she said she felt waves of relief, or maybe even some adrenaline flowing through her body. That big fireball that she just caused with that rifle of hers was her wedding dress. Her marriage of 14 years had finally been put out of its misery before the Medina County courtroom. I guess this woman
Wait,
was
I'm confused.
Really upset.
So she blew up her wedding dress?
She blew up her wedding dress, yeah, to celebrate the end of her marriage.
Well...
Yeah, and by the way, hit the bullseye on her first shot, so not too bad.
I don't know, she shot it and explode. Why would the
dress
explode?
Yeah, she had it hooked up to explosives, and then she had, like, a trigger to shoot, and she shot it on her first try. She hit it. Apparently, the explosion was very big. It was felt for a mile or so around the area, or 15 miles away. That's what it was.
Is that legal? Do you have to get, like, some kind of permit to have an explosion like that?
It's Texas.
Or is it Texas? You can just do whatever you want.
It's Texas. I think we're going with hashtag it's Texas.
Some people throw their wedding dress in like a campfire. Maybe they burn it to try to get rid of it. But no, she did a full-on target practice with it. She had the dress set up 200 yards away from her, and it was rigged with $200, that's 20 pounds, by the way, of tannerite, which is the explosive component of that's used for longer-range firearms training. She honed her shooting skills with some practice before the party because with that much tannerite, the family wasn't sure that shooting the dress from 100 yards away would be safe enough. So she did some long-distance shooting. She had it out there, and she said this was the perfect way to wrap up what was a horrible marriage.
This sounds like an
ultimate divorce party.
This sounds like it would be an event in the Redneck Olympics. Like, this is just... There's a lot going on here. But am I the only one who also thinks that the husband dodged a major bullet here by getting away from her?
Yeah,
like, that dude is so happy right now that he's not married to this psychotic woman anymore. Oh my
God.
Psychotic, maybe. Hey, we don't know what her marriage was like. She just wanted to go, she wanted it to go out with a bang.
Jeez.
Very easily could have been him.
You can have a divorce party.
Parties. Yeah, divorce parties are the new thing.
With like a cake, but, you know, blowing stuff up, I don't know.
I like it.
All right. And you're not even married yet.
No, even about that. It's just, you know.
Jack, are you listening?
No, but she's frustrated. She's been through a lot of stuff. This is a nice way to put an exclamation point on it.
All right, so what happens to men who are frustrated and are tired of putting up with the stuff from their spouse? What do they do?
They hook up with somebody else usually.
Exactly. Their secretary.
That's it. All right. Just asking. The People's Choice Awards from the other night aired actually over two nights. The big winner is a television show that was canceled. And it was a show I never heard of. We've been talking about shows that make it, shows that people like, shows that are good, shows that are bad. Anybody here ever even hear of Shadowhunters?
No.
On a network called Freeform?
Yeah, it's on CW. I'm surprised that you haven't... That's ABC. But I'm surprised you haven't heard of that, Victoria. I thought that show would be, like, right up your alley. It's one
of
those...
What is it? Is it, like, vampires or something?
It's kind of like a... I don't know that much about it. I've heard about it, and it's had... I think a couple big actors on it, at least Harry Shum Jr., who's been on some stuff. He was in Crazy Rich Asians. But it's like kind of a sci-fi, I don't know, like Shadow Hunters fighting each other. Whatever a Shadow Hunter is.
Interesting. So anyway, so it won big, but it's also canceled?
Yeah.
But you know what else won big? And Kara and I can't even believe this. And Jen, I don't know if you were here with us when we were talking about this the other day, but the CW on the CW, the Dynasty reboot, that beat out the Jersey Shore reboot and what was the other one?
Queer Eye.
And Queer Eye.
And we were saying that we...
There's no way!
Both of those other shows, Jersey Shore and Queer Eye, we've had so many people recommend to us that we should watch. I haven't heard anyone talking about Dynasty and that one yet, the best reboot. So
that's great. That's for People's Choice Awards?
All right, I want to look. Here's the
list.
Well,
you know how that works, right?
Winners.
Whoever's available to come and accept the award, they show up. It's not by mistake that they'll show up.
I'm pretty sure the situation was available to accept the award.
Maybe it was getting married or something. But yeah, the winners will only show up, so you can always tell who the winners are in every category by who's in the crowd.
Well, see, now I'm never watching that again because I'm not ruining it.
From the People's Choice Award, the movie of the year was Avengers Infinity War. Comedy movie of the year, Spy Who Dumped Me. That's not a bad movie.
Which actually is funny. I just saw that over the weekend.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah,
that was funny.
Bad. Drama movie of the year was Fifty Shades Freed. Family movie of the year, Incredibles 2. Let's see here. Drama movie star, Jamie Dornan of Fifty Shades. Let's see. Male movie star of the year was Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther. Female movie star of the year was Scarlett Johansson from Avengers. Comedy movie star of the year was Melissa McCarthy. Let's see here. The show, we gave you Shadowhunters. The drama show of TV, Riverdale. Is that a CW show too?
Yeah, that actually makes sense. That's a popular
comedy show of the year, Orange is the New Black. Daytime talk show winner, according to People's Choice Award, Ellen. Nighttime talk show, Jimmy Fallon.
I just feel like it's the same people every year who win.
Is it really?
I don't know. I feel like
reality TV star Khloe Kardashian. What a bunch of.
Well, even I felt like this list of winners was it could have been like 5 years ago, and it would have been the same people because for all of the music ones, Nicki Minaj won everything.
So People's Choice Awards, a waste of time. Then that's why it's on the E Network because nobody else is interested in it. Is that fair to say?
I think that's what we're all coming to that conclusion right now.
What it's about.
Yeah.
Nothing. So I just wasted 4 minutes of your time, folks. Sorry.
No, we had a fun time roasting everyone. That was good.
Okay. All right. Speaking of roasting people in a moment, we're going to roast the U.S. bishops from the Catholic Church right after these words.
I'm going to tell you a story about how the drug war in Mexico began.
And who was boss?
On November 16th.
Miguel Felix Gallardo.
Drug kingpin of Guadalajara.
You take out Felix, we cripple the Mexican drug trade.
Witness the birth of Mexico's drug war.
You got to take down the ones calling the shots.
It's time to take the gloves off.
Gallardo crosses the DEA for the last time tonight.
Narcos Mexico. Streaming on Netflix November 16th.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Luke Bryan and country's hottest new artists kick off the night. Superstar performances by Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Penny Chesney, Garth Brooks.
The greatest music ever. Country music.
Plus, can't miss duets. Jason Aldean with Miranda Lambert. Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha.
The surprises will be legendary.
Brad Hazen and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live. Tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, before...
So at least just pretend to be authentic. Here's how it went down. I'm going to tell you
about that. We've got to do a bit of a rewind here before I take my shot at the bishops and the Catholic Church.
So somehow we're gossiping about Bachelorette and all this, like we do.
We need to have these things recorded and put up in a podcast, the conversations you guys have. I was listening in the background to the three of them, Victoria, Kara, and Jennifer, talk about who's dating who in The Bachelor and all this gossipy crap.
Peter Krause, who's the cast off from The Bachelorette, it's rumored that he dates Nikki Bella. We know for sure they go on a date on the newest season of Total Bellas. And then we were talking about Nikki Bella, whether she's pretty or not. And then John Cena, whether he's handsome or not. I think he's handsome. Kara doesn't think he's handsome.
See, here's where my issue is. I think both of them are fine. It's just that you insulted the love of my life, Peter Krause.
What happened to Harry Styles?
You said that he was ugly. You didn't like
I didn't think he was into it. I'm sorry. I didn't know he was your boyfriend. I would have never done that if I had known. Sorry. Being honest.
This is like boyfriend showdown. Jen's boyfriend, John Cena versus
John Cena
boyfriend.
Would totally kill him, by the way. And so then Doug goes, well, I look like John Cena. And Victoria goes, no. Then she covers. And that's a compliment to you.
Well, I don't think John Cena's good looking. No, see, that's the thing. John Cena, I don't know. He has a squishy kind of troll face to me. I like him, but...
I'm like, pretend to be authentic, Victoria.
I am, though. I really am being authentic on that one. I love John Cena, but
next.
I don't find him handsome.
The U.S. bishops have postponed...
Wow, buzzkill.
You want to keep this going? We do the bishops at the bottom of the hour. We can, you want to keep taking.
I think the buzz is already killed now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. U.S. bishops postponing a vote on measures to respond to the sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church. What do we think of that? Yet another black eye, it seems to me. These people just do not want to deal with reality. It boggles my mind how they are so clueless.
Well, and also, if you've seen The Keepers, which is gaining a lot of momentum on Netflix, and it's an unbelievable documentary, and it all takes place in Baltimore and abuse from the Catholic Church, it's kind of extra adding insult to injury that they're having this meeting in Baltimore right now or this week.
Yeah,
and then they're saying, oh, well, we're not going to vote on anything, and we're not going to do anything, and we're waiting till next year. So why are you even convening in Baltimore? What's the point of this big conference if nothing's going to get accomplished?
It's unfortunately the Pope is falling into the same hole that other popes and other leaders of the Catholic Church have fallen into. He's the one who asked for them not to take a vote till next February. It was him who asked them to slow down their deliberation, their conversation. I think it's an outrage. It's a bit more. What can you say other than it's more of the same? 21 after the hour.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow.
As a background in your 23, almost 24 after the hour of the DJV program, Jen and Victoria and Kara and I have decided that we want to join the fold. Join the gangs, the radio stations are flipping daily to Christmas. These are FM stations, usually an AC station or something like that. Maybe an oldie station goes to Christmas music in your community. But I think it applies, and it sort of becomes a conversation piece. As you know, music is a very important part of our lives. That's why we devote 5 or so minutes every hour to some form of musical input. And so we're going to play, at least for the next couple of weeks, we'll take one of our music segments and present some Christmas music. Here's I'll Be Home for Christmas, Bing Crosby, the number 97 song on the list of the top 100 of all time. All right, the Bingster.
I like it.
Every time I hear him, all I can think about is how he used to beat up his kids.
Oh, happy holidays.
Yeah, he was notorious for being a very...
I like Bing Crosby, but the song kind of makes me want to go to sleep. Like, it makes me think of being in a fire.
So let's keep moving. There's nothing bad about Tony Bennett, and this is a good example of one of his great secular Christmas songs.
In the lane, snow
fabulous.
Is glistening.
Fabulous.
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
There's so many great versions of this song. This is 96 on the list of top 100 songs of all time for Christmas. Tony Bennett's Winter Wonderland. Crank it up, Kara.
As we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman.
You can sing, Victoria. You're not
no, that's fine. I'm just starting to realize now, this is just a month and a half of Doug's new excuse to sing.
Yep.
I think that's what this is.
When you're in town, later on, we'll perspire.
Are we going to conspire?
Not perspire.
Jennifer says that same thing to me every year.
Victoria,
when I do that.
I can confirm that there is at least one Justin Bieber Christmas song on the list, so he will not sing along to that.
Oh, all right.
That's right. haven't gotten to it yet. Next up, number 95 on the list of the top 100 tunes for Christmas, Frank Sinatra's version.
It's time for Mistletoe and Holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow.
I don't think I know this.
Oh, by gosh, by jingle. It's time for carols and Kris Kringle.
Yeah, this is a good version.
Overeating,
Frank Sinatra, I think, may have the record of number. He and, well, it's a contest between him and Tony Bennett as to who has the most Christmas albums, I believe. Of the traditional saloon singers.
I don't think of Sinatra as Christmas at all.
Well, it was obligatory that any of the big singers through any era, actually. I mean, look around right now. Who comes out with Christmas music? Sometimes the
Now
least...
it seems like it's a passion project. When people have a new Christmas album, it's just because they really love Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sinatra was expected to... he spent a lot of time on the road, and at Christmas time he was on the road. People wanted him. He was so smooth. His delivery was so smooth that it just fit well. I think the first Christmas album he did was in the late 40s. And he did another one in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. He's got four or five anyway. And I think Tony Bennett probably about the same, because Bennett's been singing about as long as Sinatra has, in fact, probably longer. And remember, Bennett is still around. What is he, 94?
93.
94, isn't he?
92, I think.
92, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 92.
God love him.
Still on tour.
Nothing wrong with that. Merry Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. 28 after on the DJV show.
As they whisper, Merry Christmas.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Mike Lebecki is a climber-turned-National Geographic explorer who has traveled across the globe in some of the world's most remote places. And his secret to success, from cameras to satellites, it's all about the tech.
From the cameras I'm using to the communication tools, DSLRs to mirrorless cameras to using 8K video cameras and pushing into HDR and new tech of audio, even in real time, using tech to go out in the field, whether it's Antarctica or Madagascar, or Greenland or Afghanistan, being able to go live in the moment via satellite from anywhere in the world and share the experience as it's happening is even more powerful and emotional.
Check out Mike's work at MikeLebecki.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My feet are so cold.
Oh, I thought I heard someone's teeth chattering. Your feet are cold because you're wearing ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest socks around. Independent lab tests prove it. A proprietary three-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Pamper your feet. Go to heatholders.com, use the code BLIZZARD, and get 15% off your order and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. That's code BLIZZARD at heatholders.com.
I'm going to tell you a story about how the drug war in Mexico began.
And who was boss?
On November 16th.
Miguel Felix Gallardo.
Drug kingpin of Guadalajara.
We take out Felix, we cripple the Mexican drug trade.
Witness the birth of Mexico's drug war. We've got to take down the ones calling the shots.
It's time to take the gloves off.
Gallardo crosses the DEA for the last time tonight.
Narcos Mexico, streaming on Netflix.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The statewide death toll from the massive wildfires in California has climbed to at least four dozen as the firefighters struggle to contain the blazes.
The danger is far from over.
L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald warns residents that the winds and the extremely dry conditions make the entire fire zone a hazard, even after the fire has burned through.
The fire burned hotter, faster, and destroyed not only homes, but deep infrastructure such as power lines, water lines, sewers, roads, lights, and other things that make a city, particularly a safe one.
In Northern California, the Camp Fire has burned through more than 125,000 acres, destroyed more than 7,000 structures, and nearly 200 people are still unaccounted for. It's now considered the deadliest fire in California's history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn also here. Happy to have everybody on board. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Victoria is going to pick up the pace with something that's trending and important that we all ought to know about.
Well, the NHL is in the news because the NHL and former players have reached a tentative settlement in the concussion lawsuit that didn't make as many headlines as the NFL, all those cases of concussions. But the NHL, the National Hockey League, has certainly their fair share of lots of concussions and brain injuries to current and former players. And so the case involved more than 100 retired NHL players. They sued the league over brain injuries that they suffered while playing. The NHL claimed, the NHL says that they did warn players about the, and prevention of risks of head trauma and things like that. The players said not so much. The lawsuit was filed in 2013. This has been negotiated back and forth for years. And according to the court documents, the payout will only be $18.9 million. It will go towards medical treatment, testing, and legal fees. Now, if you think about it, that's nothing compared to what the NFL would be dealing with. That would be a $1 billion settlement. over concussions and head trauma. So for the NHL to only have $18.9 million as a settlement, it's really just, I don't know if they're sweeping this whole condition under the rug or if
they
can
try, but they can't. The thing that is changing here, though, Victoria, are the clauses that are now being installed in at least NFL players' contracts, whether they're sooner or later the NHL is going to do the same thing, putting in a clause that acknowledges that you're playing a dangerous game and you put your own life at risk, basically a way of covering their tracks. So when you sign on the dotted line to make $10 million, or whatever else it is you're going to make, you're going to acknowledge that it's a dangerous game and you could be injured, you could face death. So that will, I'm sure there have been plenty of lawyers that have worked on that for a long time. That'll, in some way, shape, or form, try to dispel there. They have, last time I looked, it was like $385 million worth of settlements in these lawsuits that they're going to have to cough up. And they set up, the owners set up a special fund for this, for the NFL to use. They have insurance and all that other stuff. But as you recall, and I'm proud of this, I was the first person in the country, and it's not, I'm not making this about me, I just happen to have had this conversation with somebody over the weekend about how this all got started, the focus on helmets and the NFL. All happened with me having my brain scanned at Cerascan out in Denver right after they started working for the NFL to quietly look at players who have been injured and had injuries and were dying. The NFL hired them to examine the brains of football players. And so my brain was compared to football players' brains, and I looked at some graphs and things on the PET scan, and then I started asking some questions as to why all of these injuries with the football players were the same. Their brains all pretty much had the same colors in them, which indicated danger or disruption or some kind of distress. And that's when they started explaining to me what was going on with the examination from the NFL regarding the helmets. And so I went back to my alma mater and tried to get them to look at this from the point of view of the college and its liability for kids getting injured. Say again, Jen?
They didn't like that, I remember.
No, they didn't like it. No, they didn't like it at all. That was one of the reasons they got off the board, because they were not happy. The old-timers that were on the board that were members of football teams have passed that I was trying to kill the college, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so it became now a national thing. And it's not only the NHL, it's not only football, it's soccer. The wrestlers, boxers, all of this sort of thing have come under scrutiny. Meanwhile, the folks at Cerascan have expanded all around the country. They've done tens of thousands of these brain scans on youngsters who've been hurt in high school and college playing football and hockey and all these other very aggressive games. And I've said this many times, made myself very unpopular by suggesting that parents who encourage their children to play these games, and this comes in the, by the way, on the heels of the conversation that we've had on the air here about having a lot of exercise. People say, well, this is great exercise. Look at all the running and, you know, you go to the gym and work out and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. But you don't have to put your life at risk in order to do that. And I'm not trying to discourage anybody from going to the gym to work out. In fact, just the opposite. What was that? I think, was it Victoria, you or Jennifer? One of you had a story on the number of people who are falling away because they're not exercising. Americans are becoming lazy and fatter because and you hear all these ads for all these gyms, and every time you go to a gym, they're always full. I don't know what the story is, but apparently it's not taking hold. I was at the, I think I said, did I say this on the air? I was at the, when I went to California this past weekend to visit with my children and my grandson, we went to the Aquarium of the Pacific down in Long Beach. And there were thousands. It was Saturday. We spent four hours there. The number of fat people, overweight people, people that are just, it's just amazing. And they serve, what brought me around to seeing it, they have these little kiosks around, there's inside and outside stuff at the aquarium. And they have these kiosks that serve this really gross nachos and cheese. And the pile of nachos and the cheese dripping not only all over the nachos, but all over the ground. All over the birds were flying in to get whatever was on it. It was gross.
Have you ever been to a ballpark? People eat nachos in movie theaters, too. People eat Like, really? Are nachos, man, like, new to you?
No, it just was
like,
so
I've never seen them before.
I know, right?
But
and
it was
the
so
cheese and the
gross.
Chips.
Yeah, it was really
well, last
gross.
Week he asked if you eat fish on nachos, so I think they are a new
what?
Concept. Oh, yeah, it was National Nacho
gross.
Day.
That's right.
Doug didn't know what you put on them. So.
Seriously, are you from another planet? Sometimes I really think
yes.
you are.
Haven't you heard me talk God. About that? Victoria. Of course we're from another planet.
You
we're all from
are.
Other planets. That's how we got to be the way we are.
I don't know if
well,
we
you're
all
obviously
are.
From the planet that didn't know about nachos.
You're from
then,
the dumb one.
Yeah.
My daughter says I'm from the planet Zog. Wherever that may be, that's where I'm from. Meanwhile, one other sports item here. According to NBC News, article in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, fewer people are following the NFL closely. And it's interesting how they broke it down. Republicans, 39% say they're disenchanted, as opposed to 16% were disenchanted 2 years ago. The beef taking a knee during the anthem. I would have figured this is something that's been going on for a year. 52% still say they are NFL fans. The biggest demo surveyed, men 50 plus. So, take that and do what you want with it. I thought also, as long as we're in the sports department here, the voice of the Oakland Raiders is Brent Musburger. He's been around for a long time. Got a job this year doing the play-by-play for the Raiders. And for whatever the reason, God knows why, what these people are thinking, but he sent out a tweet during the game mocking Senator Warren's claim of having Native American heritage. The tweet included an image of men wearing Native American headdresses standing behind President Trump at a Montana campaign rally, chiding them as Warren's relatives. It's laughable, but yet it's not. I mean, it is kind of funny to see all those people in the headdresses, but it is also pretty insensitive.
The thing that's annoying
I get
to me about
that.
This whole situation is that people are doing it to try and make fun of Elizabeth Warren, which, like, whatever. If you don't like Elizabeth Warren,
yeah.
then make fun of Elizabeth Warren. Except that's not how it comes across at all. It's
no,
making fun
doesn't.
Of Native American
yeah.
people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I've said Pocahontas
even,
a couple of times
I know,
on the
even
air.
Even calling
but.
Her Pocahontas, that's what annoys me, is that it totally illegitimizes the legacy of Pocahontas and all Native Americans. That's
well,
what's so frustrating to me about it.
There's a story about Pocahontas that probably isn't one of the best stories around about what happened early on when we first, our relatives, whoever they are, first arrived at Plymouth Rock. But anyway, the Musburger thing, there are two observations I have as a result of this. How quickly this sort of thing stirs up anybody, I mean, because it just gets spread so quickly. I wish our advertising worked this well. Just, you know, put something on social media and bow, everybody's out buying everything. But, man, any time this stuff, and he got slapped around by the people he works for at in the ball club. The Raiders didn't like it. So, anyway, he apologized for doing it. But just another one of those things. It is. In this day and age, you got to use your head. There are two reasons. Because people pay more attention to it, and social media is everywhere to make it seem bigger than it really is, in a manner of speaking. Speaking of how things work and how things are going, have an opportunity for you, if you have a health question, right now to dial us up at 888-302-3684. Carol will take your call. You get a copy of the book, Life is Good, when you do the work. It's 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are becoming a lot more mainstream, and at the foundation of all cryptocurrency is something called blockchain. So what is blockchain? We asked Gary Schwartz, director of Pegasus FinTech.
Some may have heard of alternative cryptocurrencies such as Litecoin, Monero, IOTA, Dashcoin, etc., and the list goes on. Some of these coins have different use cases, but they all fundamentally are currencies, and they provide more anonymity, self-governance. However, I think what's important for this discussion is to understand that they all use the public blockchain to operate. And so the key message here is there is no more middleman.
More on the future of money is at PegasusFintech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I love to talk about the expansive things that I'm able to read and be exposed to during the quiet hours of my life and taking the plane rides that I do back and forth across the country with regularity. I grab books sometimes or magazine articles that I see about people that I have great respect for and want to know more about. Warren Buffett is one of those people. And I saw this, and I just thought I would share it with all of you. It's something that he, when he was interviewed once recently, this is actually part of the documentary that you can see on HBO about Warren Buffett as well. He says the smartest people he knows don't get easily offended, read more than they talk, enjoy intelligent discourse, quickly admit when they are wrong, are comfortable changing their opinions, surround themselves with intelligence, and seek to understand every perspective on anything that they talk about. I thought that was, don't you think that's very telling? The smartest people I know don't get easily offended, read more than they talk, enjoy intelligent discourse, admit when they are wrong, they're comfortable changing their opinions, they surround themselves with intelligence, and seek to understand every perspective. I find that to be very, I just
very smart.
Yeah, it certainly is. So God bless him. Warren Buffett here on the DJV show at 10 minutes for the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The DJD program and a focus on the items of interest for our palate. Holidays are coming. Yum, yum. Things will be brewing, literally and figuratively. We have invited Christina Tosi, who is the owner of Milk Bar, known for baking outside the lines, turning desserts on their heads. This is kind of cool. First of all, Christina, let's talk about Milk Bar and how it started. Now it's all over the country. I think you've got some good locations. What was your original idea?
Well, you know, my original inspiration, I grew up baking alongside my grandmas and my aunts and my mom, and what I really wanted to do was to take a classic American-style bakery and turn it on its head, basically to learn all the rules and then break them, to sort of create a quirky American-style bakery that has the warmth and what you know of a great cookie or a great slice of cake or pie, but that challenges you to want to be a little bit more creative, inventive in this world.
Are you, in terms of your success, you started this with one thing in mind. Were you surprised at how well you've done, how it's taken off, the idea of the Milk Bar?
I'll tell you what, I have always been raised to shoot for the stars, and I think it's important to have a really simple base of what you're shooting for. For me, that was a love of baking cookies and cake and wanting to spend a lifetime of profession in doing that. But I think I'm at my best when I can't see fully ahead of myself, because I am all in, and what I've been able to do is create an incredible bakery that has a sense of humor, that has a humility, and that has a personality that isn't trying to be anything more than what it is. And I think that is actually what resonates most with people.
Christmas
upcoming Turkey Day is around the corner. So what sort of ideas have you come up with as far as desserts are concerned? This is going to be a big challenge. Everybody's always trying to find something new and different, not only for the days themselves, but there'll be a lot of parties and people with, hey, did you go to Christina's house? Did you know what she had? Can I make some of that? What? Yeah, that's really kind of what's going on here, right?
It is. We are at the time. We are at the time of season where we're worried about everything. How are we going to get it all done? What are we going to do this year to be new and fresh? And I'll tell you, you're in the right place because I've teamed up with Folgers Coffee to create three really fun, personality-filled, flavor-forward dessert recipes that are all about cake, because Lord knows I'm all about cake, and that pair perfectly with a great cup of coffee. The first one is the one I am surely bringing to every holiday celebration I go to this time of year. It's a bundt cake, but of course it's not your average bundt cake. I've taken fresh raspberries, pureed them down, and swirled them into that super simple bundt cake batter. And then on top, to really adorn it, I have an of-the-season, fresh, zesty, ruby red grapefruit glaze. Those flavors, those fruity flavors that are zesty and fresh, pair really perfectly with any cup of coffee, but for me, it's really about a nice medium-bodied, medium-roast cup of coffee, because in and of itself, that type of coffee is incredibly versatile. It can hold its own through the fruit and through the richness of the cake. For the bakers that aren't so sure about how much baking they want to do this holiday season, I've dreamed up this really fun, salty, malty, sweet pretzel microwave mug cake. It basically takes pretzels and you grind them down and use them in the cake recipe. It's got a gorgeous little honey drizzle for a little fun on top. And if you're a serious baker this holiday season, you are going to be chasing me down for this tiramisu layer cake recipe that is coffee that soaks the actual layers of cake, coffee whipped up into the frosting.
When did salty come in to vogue? And I've noticed a lot of it as you're talking about it here. It brought me back around to thinking, when did this sort of just scream onto the scene?
I think a lot of people underestimate that dessert is not just all about sugar. You need acidity like you find in a great cup of coffee, and you also need salt that you're going to find in something like pretzels to make the flavors of fruit or chocolate. Anything you're adding to your dessert is rounded out in flavor with salt, like from pretzels, or with the acid of a great cup of coffee. It makes every flavor taste more intense, which is what great dessert is all about.
All right. So we got lots of things to think about here. I'm sure there's a place you can send listeners for more information, the recipes you've gone over.
You know it, Doug. So you can find them all at FolgersCoffee.com.
FolgersCoffee.com sounds very official. Christina, thank you. Christina Tosi of the Milk Bar Bakery chain.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.